this person is not doing the competent to do this person, they can make a decision. And certainly not only general demand for general support. The problem is that only guarantee the enjoyment of rights and the defense of civil liberties. This is not a good case. It used to be the extent that the resolutions of the General Assembly we had to make this have not been accepted. These resolutions have been depended on the extent of the law since 1946. We all have a government that can rule and judge for the law and the rules. What is ordered is the silence of a fool turned to the Attorney General, the Minister of Justice, and the President of the Government. The approach to victim assistance is not a choice of self consideration, it's international human rights. International human rights law. And of course, such approach comes to the humanitarian framework. This must take place via the application of the right to justice and the necessary efficacy to ensure that the state guarantees that crimes against humanity will not be repeated. Nothing is more important than to transfer the discussion about victims' rights to the defender of a new concern, such as that of the national authority. The government knows, or should know, that since the Constitution was passed, certain juridical acts of sanctuary have been illegal for three reasons. Because that is the consequence of the international law created by the Convention and the law approved by the United Nations. Because that is the consequence of the government of the International Tribunal of Rwanda, who is the state of Spain discovered in, as are all the states belong to the United Nations. And because the repeal provision of the 1978 French Constitution, in its point three, provides quite close any provisions contrary to those contained in the Constitution are hereby repealed. Given the foregoing, the symbolic presence of the provision is not a matter to be settled within the militarist debate the former police have got. Which naturally intimidates and frightens those citizens who still remember what has happened in Spain in the last 65 years. The symbolic recognition of the freedom of the military unit is formed by those cases judged to have committed crimes against the press by the Nuremberg Tribunal and by various unanimous resolutions of the General Assembly of the United Nations. The government also knows, or should know, that crimes against peace are treated more seriously than crimes against life, and therefore they are not subject to any statute of limitations, nor to any state of any legal system. The Minister for Defense and the government have the duty as agents of the state to ensure performance of legal norms, whether international or domestic, and to protect the victims of criminal acts. This is precisely what has not happened in the world. The government has allowed this information to be denied with respect to the claims of the victims of those arrangements. What they demand is that the state ceases to act in clear breach of its obligations, pursuant to the right to justice, and that it takes the necessary legal and judicial measures to ensure that it is true to say that this standard is valid. The government cannot eliminate its responsibility for the violation of constitutional privileges. The principles of human rights, which are a product of international conventions, have been ignored by the UN. The government knows, or should know, that the mission is also ignored, and there exists a governmental institution of control. The situation that has been created also has entertained moral and political implications, which could constitute ground for a trial that those responsible, basically all of them, be held to account. Therefore, we request that Parliament, the centre of the UN, take the measures pursuant to the civil law to hold these persons accountable. For further information on the system of impunity in Spain and crimes under Franco, you can visit the civil news board's specialised website. This information has been provided by Mr. O'Toole, who has been presented our speakers in the building on October 15, 2007. You've been listening to the Radio Network. I'm